Thanks be to the Lord.
Sabulele nkosini.
For his unspeakable grace.
Enxa uba walwa khona ngathetheki.
We are allowed to experience.
Este savunyelwa ba sibona amava alo. Ngokwelizwi lenkosi.
To whom I am gracious. I'm
nceba kuye ndiyakuba
nenxa. And on whom I have mercy.
Lord, tenda nobabalo ndiyakuba nobabalo.
One cannot duly describe the grace of God.
Ngendlela enye achacisa ubaba lwenkosi akho mntu unokubonisa akho mntu unothi oqqeleyo alufanisa ubabalo washukunyiswa intoni xa wagqiba uba ahlangule uluntu oluwileyo olwathi lwama ngokuchasene naye kodwa isibhalo
sithi
uthixo wabona suthando lwakhe futhi besisengaboni esekude ewe kokube singekho
nalapha
ayonto nje enokufaniswa enokulinganiswa ngabantu uthixo wenza into nje ngokukhethekileyo ngemini ekhethekileyo ngenxa yoluntu kolo kwagqitywa ngolo hlobo kwicebo
That's our Lord, after having shed his blood and sacrificed himself once and for all, he entered with his own blood into the Holy of Holies to intercede there as high priest for us. And the nice thing is that he became man in order to sympathize with everything, to understand everything. And since our Lord appeared in human form, he
can
no longer judge from above, he
has
to judge as he experienced it here in his own body of flesh. Therefore, he can no longer condemn,
he is acquitted.
And his grace is powerful in all those who come to him. Throughout the Old Testament, he judged and condemned from above. In the New Testament, he took his own judgment upon himself. He was made sin for us, so that we in him
ukuze
might become the righteousness of God. And as in Adam, all die, so
Adam,
in Christ, all are made alive.
Christ,
without any addition of our own works,
nje,
it is God's work in Christ, so that no man should boast.
Every time
we can gather here,
along the
we are grateful.
Siyavuya
and we know
kwaye siyazi
we are united with many thousands
namawaka waka kulizwe lonke jikelele
and I have gained new hope
kwaye nifumene ithembe
God will do a great victory march
uthi uyawukwenza uzuko olukhulu lokuhamba enyamisweni
and for this he will certainly still be able to use people
uzawuthi ngokuqinisekileyo akwazi njengoba besifile kwintshumayelo
ukuba
beke ecaleni ususa endleleni zonke iingcinga zabo ilonke amacebo abo yonke into ukuze inkosi ibe nendlela yayo kuthi
kuthi
ngokunzulu kunzulu kwatyalwa kum hayi ukuba ndenza
kodwa
ukuvumela uthixo ukuba enze oku kudingeka ukuba kwenziwe uyinkosi
ayisithi
abamxelayo ukuba mabenzeni kodwa yena uyasixelela ukuba ufuna kwenziwe
ntoni
ayingomkhonzi oxela inkosi kwanayithuma kodwa inkosi imisele into emayenziwe ngumkhonzi uthixo uthembisile ukuba athulule umoya wakhe yonke inyama uthembisile ukusinika intliziyo entsha umoya omtsha nobomi obutsha ukuze singahambi sahambe ezindleleni zethu kodwa ezindleleni
zikajoba
umprofeti uyeremiya ebhala jongani imihla yakudala
which is the way of the Lord, and then walk in it.
Amban kuyo.
There has hardly been a time
when
it has been so difficult to see the way of God clearly.
And
this is because so many interpretations already existed in all the denominations. They were all taught in different ways. In addition, there is the tragedy, we may say this
month,
within the message,
kapakati,
in these last days,
that
so many different directions came up, and that from different motives, with God, there can only be one direction, and the direction of God is always according to the Word. There is no other way. God's word remains eternally
that
we
may
be the lamp on our feet and the light on our
path.
But since we now have this visitor, this high visitor in our midst, I will perhaps have to make the remark,
or make it anyway,
without a must. Not only we, but especially I, have to come to know what it means when people follow different teachings,
and
especially Sarah, the youngest daughter of
Abraham,
has felt it to the core what it means when she does not go in the direction her brothers are going. Everything she has endured is indescribable. It cannot be expressed in words. But God does not say yes and amen to everything today. It is cut off even from relatives and is no longer respected for anything.
Umuntu angahlonitshelwa
love of God,
ngoba sithetha ngothando olugqibeleyo kaThixo. Olutheta ngenkosi eza enza yonke into ebukhoneni bakhe.
Kuye
yonke la
minyaka
wayibuza kutheni kumele sive kubo bonke abazalwane kodwa singavi
kumzali.
Siyabona uba konke kuqale oku ngokuthanda kukaThixo.
But this question is also easy to answer. I have never, and I will never in the future, go in any direction or run after anything. We believe with all our hearts what God has revealed from His Word, and know that He is the God of the Word, not of interpretations, and of what people say. I believe that our sister's stay here has been a blessing, and I would like to sincerely thank all those who have pressed her hand and proved Stella. I am of the opinion, not to say convinced, that God has people who are sincere, and many are wrong in their sincerity. One can be so sincere and still be wrong in doing so. What is important is that we are sincere before God, have reverence for His Word, and that we do not go beyond the content of the Word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word remains forever. And sometimes I have wished that some of the brethren who preach many things would one day find themselves and ask themselves whether they would also preach this in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of all the apostles and prophets. For if a man of God were to sit there and listen, he would have to raise his hand and say, "One moment, please, not like this."
Paulus,
God on that day,
may
and can be preached. And here I think of the testimony of Brother Branham
when
he was still on earth and was taken behind the curtain of time. And millions of people came towards him and they all cheered and hugged him and said, "Our beloved brother, we are so glad to see you here." And he watched all that was going on. And then the main thing came when he could say, "I preached what Paul preached, baptized
as he baptized."
And they all exclaimed, "We rest on that. We don't want to go into the things that went wrong. It would be too much of a waste of time. But there's one thing I would like to mention. The time should be here. That those who are now especially misleading
sincere people
must also be put out of business
for
the sake of his word, which he has revealed so gloriously. And he has also opened our understanding of scriptures so that we may be settled in them and not be carried away. There are two or three things that are on my mind.
The
first scripture we find in 1 Timothy
chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
Usually verse 16 is read. Today, I would like to read verse 14 and 15
from 1 Timothy 3.
These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. This verse is of extraordinary importance. The Church of the Living God is not a fairground, not a playground of all kinds of spirits and doctrines. The Church of the Living God has been begotten and brought into existence by the Word and the Spirit of Truth. The Church of the Living God has been given the divine commission to faithfully administer to the end what has been entrusted to us, and this with all seriousness and diligence. If you want to have many different things, then you have to go to the right place,
namely
directly to Rome. Here we are told that this Babel has become a cage for all unclean beasts and birds, but not the Church of the Living God. I will read it to you from Revelation chapter 18. It says in Revelation 18, verse 2, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." This is the opposite of what the Church of the Living God is. The Church of the Lord is true and has received the word in purity and clarity, and so passes on. This big cage, where everyone is through, all the birds and all who are not right upstairs, they all have room there, but not in the Church of the Living God. Because it is the foundation of truth, the pillar, the foundation, the supporting element of truth. And therefore, nothing that is a lie, an error, can have a place
enendawo kwibandla likaThixo ophilileyo. Lizwi likaThixo liyinyaniso, ingcaciso zilulahlekisa. Sikrwelele umgca wokohlula ukusukela ekuqaleni. Andinokuliba kwenye yohambo lobulungiseli bokuqala yadibana nenye indoda. Kwakulunge kakhulu kuwa iNkosi uThixo yanika uAdam elo nalizwi
liluqobo
ukuze aphile ebukhoneni beNkosi ngaphakathi, yaze afika inyoka ajika ilizwi phantsi naphezulu, yabeka uphawu lombuzo kulo yalazisa ngobubhele. Akusele ke ngokuqala intshukumo kwenzeka ilizwi lobomi, ilizwi lanikwe ngayo umoya. Kodwa yeya ilizwi ukuba ilizwi liyatshintsha ukuba liyaguquza phaya bubomi
obuba
bubuxoki obugqibeleyo. UYohane sibhalo sithi akho buxoki obuthatyathwe enyanisweni. Kodwa mandininike isiphalo kakhulu ngenxa
yabahlobo
abanganabuchule kulwimi lesiJemani. Akukho buxoki obusenyanisweni uba khona ifumane ngelo uba ibe kuYohane wokuqala chapter
4.
Yohane uqala chapter 4
verse 6 it says, but we are God. He who knows God hears us.
Thina singabakaThixo lo mazwi uThixo uyasiva thina.
I mean the part about the lie.
Ayikukho okundikutshoyo, ndikho ingaba ukhona oyifumeneyo
ancede
ngenjani zanike
mbawethe
mhlawumbi kuYohane chapter 2 phaya ungafunda uverse 18. Kungenjalo nje kumele kutshiwo ngokucacileyo kuba ilizwi
likaThixo
thatyathwa emva ngenxa
yentlonipho.
Ayikho ubomi obuxoki abukwazi ukuvela inyaniso enyanisweni. Ubuxoki buvela nje kwinto eyohlukileyo
ogqibileyo.
Kuthatyathwa ukuba inyaniso ivela kuThixo kwaye ubuxoki buvela kumtyholi olixoki kusukela ekuqaleni. Ezinto zimbini zombini zohlukele njengoba kwakunjalo. Ubuxoki buhlala ubuxoki, inyaniso iba yinyaniso kude kuyoba phakathi. Ngoko ke asinakuthandabuza oko akunokwenzeka kuvela ubuxoki kude. Uthando lukaThixo luthando lenyaniso, hayi olokuthandabuza kodwa solokuleyo lenyaniso. Kandifundela uThesalonika wesibini chapter 2 Thesalonika wesibini chapter 2 apha sifunda
verse 11.
Ngokunjalo masiqale kuverse 10.
In them that perish because they received not the love of the truth.
Kwabo batshabalalayo.
That they might be saved.
Kuba bengayithandanga inyaniso.
Is the love of the truth.
Uthando lukaThixo luthando lwenyaniso.
And remains God's word.
Inyaniso iyo ihlala ilizwi likaThixo, ayikho enye
indlela.
Ngokunjalo
kusentliziyweni
banifunda ilizwi likumprofeti Yeremiya ngenxa yale ntshumayelo esiyivileyo.
Kumele
nditsho kunyanisele uba xa intshumayelo nje ifunyayelo bonke bava, hayi kuphela koko kuya kanye kuthi kuza kanye kuthi kakhulu abo bathe bafumana inyhweba ukuba bave zonke izinto bakhumbule basisele endawo apha naphaya asikabi apho uThixo afuna sibe khona.
Kwenza
iNkosi uba ibe nomdla.
UYeremiya chapter 2 verse 12
no 13 Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of living water. And used them out broken systems that can hold no water. After all, it was something along these lines that we were told. God has precious living water. It doesn't want us to let it stagnate and accumulate all kinds of things. On the contrary, He wants everything to be washed away and cleared away, so that there is no stagnant water, but a fresh, living spring water that our soul can refresh itself with. If it is not like that, and we all have experienced that, then we would like to somehow create something ourselves as a device, and then think we will find water, but we will not succeed. We have to return to the Lord. He is the one. He is the rock that was planted, and living water still flows from him today. He says, whoever thirsts, let him come to me and drink. I believe that we are thirsty. Sometimes I think I can hardly stand it and say, Lord, how long shall we wait until it actually happens that you reveal yourself and help your people? I want to read you from the word that Brother Branham had read. What happened in the house of this widow who lacked oil? This was also brought to our attention that the Lord wants to pour out His Spirit. And oil in the Holy Scripture is always a good comparison and reference to the Holy Spirit. Here is something wonderful in 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Everything else was no longer there. It was used up. The husband had died. The wife was in debt. Nothing was left. Just a little oil left in the jug. Now leave it on. Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. And you will empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured oil. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. It is quite a wonderful passage, especially in view of the fact that we often think as believers, if a man of God and if a servant of God knows but here, it was done by the woman who was in need, and she refused him. Or according to the word
that
was given to her. It was not the man of God
who went
and took the jar and filled all the vessels. She was to go. She was to do in faith what he was told. And the same God who was with the prophets
has always been with those who have done according to the word
that God has given to the people or individuals. Imagine. We are not told how many vessels, but she was supposed to bring as many vessels as they were from the whole neighborhood, and then she was supposed to start pouring. Yes, but there was only a little left in her own jar, and now she was supposed to pour all the jars with the little she had. And what happened? A miracle of multiplication happened because he acted in faith according to the word of God. Beloved, we must grasp it once like this. God is honored in his majesty and sublimity when we give him the opportunity to do miracles.
Nikutuwa
then
we
can manifest his presence, his power. Every time I read in the Old Testament, specifically about the Exodus of the people of Israel, everything else doesn't seem as majestic as when you read the verse, and the waters stood as two walls on the right hand and on the left. Like bricked, like poured, as if someone had poured a wall out of cement,
and
that was the end. Here, a beautiful way. Let's say this room was dry land, dear water as a wall. Who put the agent in there? So that the water suddenly binds and becomes a wall. Who did it? It is just majestic. If you can read it like that, then I believe it with all my heart. And I don't even make efforts to believe. Praise be to the Lord. It is wonderful when God proves to be the Almighty. It is the same with the Jordan that are both sides. The thing that is old, and the people of Israel passed through. Here was a woman in distress. We too are in distress. Our lands are about to go out. We are all in need of oil. And now it could happen that we still have to give it away. But at least it has to be enough for us. The lesson here is that not only men of God acted in faith because of the word, but also those to whom the word was given. We may act in faith, and God will be with us as he was with those whom he has commissioned and spoke in his name. The great commission has also been put before us from Matthew and from Mark especially. Mark chapter 16, the best known gospel of all, as far as the Great Commission is concerned. And here the general instruction is given.
Mark 16,
from verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Evangelion.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Here, It is spoken of all believers,
not
only of 11 disciples,
but also
of all believers. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be blessed by God.
Shall
be filled. Shall be equipped. He shall be a living testimony and a witness of what God has done before. Not only the preachers, but all who have become believers are to experience and witness what is
revealed.
When we think of the word, it was also mentioned from John
14, verse 12.
Let us look at it.
As
it
John.
Here it says directly
to us,
probably.
Verse 12.
I say unto you,
inene,
he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also,
and
greater works
than
he shall he do.
Also this we have
read very clearly at the time the Lord Jesus could be either in Jerusalem or in Jericho,
through
the Holy Spirit,
he
can be present everywhere to confirm the word in those who have believed, to watch over it, being fulfilled among those who believe with all their hearts. Every time, I hear the chorus, especially on the sermons, namely the chorus, only believe, then my heart aches again, because
I believe.
That is what I said to myself
and
to the Lord at Brother Branham's funeral. Only believe, only believe.
And
when I saw Brother Branham's coffin
lowered into the
earth, I was seized with a great sorrow.
It was indescribable.
It cannot be repeated. What goes on in a person at such moments, and the song or the chorus only believe may have been sung 20 or 30 times, but there was no one there who could simply believe so completely. We were all affected, but the world had collapsed, and in the end, I couldn't sing anymore anyway, because I cried a lot. And I was very torn up inside. But this much I said, Lord, the man who really believes has now been lowered down here and will be buried. And all the rest of us who are left behind, we can all sing, only believe. But can we really believe? And you know, it always catches me, because you see your own helplessness. Our brother also said it. We don't look at ourselves, we look to the Lord, but it would do us good if we could soon see that God is leading towards us, who we have the same desire. I really would like to know it. Maybe it's because of the loudspeakers here,
and
having
ear
an echo from the audience. Sometimes I really think that everyone is asleep and that no one is going along anymore, and that somehow everyone is not quite here anymore. But we ask you to go along with the proclamation and to be in expectation. We don't know at what moment it will happen. It will be sudden, without much notice. It will happen. We have to expect it every time, and when it comes, it's God's blessing. But for sure, it will come soon. Then another word that has also been moving me for about 14 days, Isaiah 51, verse 12, and then also 14 in particular,
verse 14,
am he that comforteth you. We all need comfort, right? We all need comfort. There's no one here Very soon, the captive will be loosed.
umbotsha uyakukhulula.
Has attacked another, has tied him up.
Othe wahlasela umbo, akanakuba sakhululeka. Uphansi kwempembelelo, akungena kokuphuma.
Abithi, ngekudala,
olikhonqa uyakukhulula. Akayikufa
to go down to the pit.
Kuba ahle aye esophe.
Nor that his bread should fail.
No, akuyi kutshabalala.
And this also shall speak to us now.
We
are all just human beings.
Ngabantu.
And let no one think that he is above all things.
Angacingi bawuphezulu kwazo
zonke izinto. Sometimes we are weaker, sometimes stronger.
Sibuthathaka ngixesha.
Don't we often have the feeling that we are not yet in the divine freedom as we would like to be?
That some day,
these circumstances, whatever it may be, that we are not what we should be,
not something that we are comfortable
in one's own skin,
very soon,
the captive will be
unloosed
and will not die to go down to the pit.
Kuba ahle aye emngxunyeni.
Nor that his bread should fail.
Okunjalo akayi ilizwi lakhe alikho phansi.
As David said at that time, and wrote in the Psalms, that would like to see the power of God.
Bandi akubona amandla
kaThixo. The people of God shall be willing in the day of his power.
Ulungela umhla wamandla wakhe.
The longer the more we long to see
kwethuba elivulekileyo okuye siye silinde ukuba sibumbone engqinela ilizwi kulo mhla ukuba sicule ngozuku noloyiso lukaThixo kumnquba wakhe izivakaliso uzokukhala ziyakufikela ekupheleni. UThixo ufuna abakhonqa bakhulule, ufuna sibe senkululekweni. Umtshutshisi oqinisekileyo ukuba singena kwimeko esingazithandiyo
ezifana
okokuzo ukukhawuleza uba uphi abo batshutshisiweyo bawube bemkile.
The Lord leads the cause of his people.
He kokela abantu
bakhe. Ukuba kokela
babaphume
benokuqhawe. And then will praise his name.
Phayana uyakuzwisisa igama lakhe.
That it was not a man.
Kuba yayingengomntu.
Who did it?
Owakwenzayo.
But the living God.
UThixo ophilileyo.
Let us summarize.
Asisongathe.
What has been said and proclaimed here.
Kwavakaliswa apha kule weekend.
Wants to reveal himself. He has given us his word by grace. He saved us. And yet we don't feel comfortable in our skin because we know that God has more for us. We could have no longing for it if it had not already been provided for us. Everything has already been gloriously prepared by God. We only have to wait for the time. And then it will happen as he has said.
Xebe, umele sonke silinde ixesha emva koko kuza kwenzeka.
In order to then be able to do in God's
kwabo benza ngokwelizwi lukaThixo okuvakalisiweyo nokuthenjisiweyo.
The church
kuye ibanga kumele lime kwakhona njengoba walamayo iqaleni libuyiselwe ngokugqibeleyo lixhotyiswe ngamandla wophezulu. Kumele sifuna ukumbona uYesu enguye izolo namhlanje nangona phakathi. Sifuna ukubona ukuhlengwa kulolo hlobo kusize ebantwini bakaThixo naphakathi kwabantu bakaThixo.
That one no longer needs to pray for the other.
Ukuze lo angabini kungabikho sidingo soba athandazele omnye bonke bakuncedeke.
That the hand of God would come upon us.
Kuba umoya kaThixo uya kuza phezu kwethu ngendlela enkulu
emandla. Thululwa
okunamandla kamoya ongcwele.
that the Lord would come down
inkosi yakuhla
as in Solomon's day
njengemihla
Solomon the temple was dedicated
jobi tembile yaziswaye
and the glory of the Lord
ukuqaqala ukathithi bayigcwalisa yonke itempile
kuze ababingele
bakwazi ukuyenza imisebenzi ukunjalo
kunqophisa
omtsha xa buqaqawulu benkosi behlaya umoya wehla abo babekholiwe bagcwala kuyakuba njalo empheleni komuhla kwelo xesha elo xesha limele bazisondele kakhulu xa ndijonga kwiintshukumo zepolitiki kakhulu kwiintshukumo zenkolo ngokuba yindawo ekumele siqaphele kakhulu kuyo le kunjani ilizwe lonke
It's just in front of our eyes and feet.
How
many are looking for the Antichrist among the Jews, the
ruler of the world?
They only need to go to the Vatican. That's where he sits. They don't need to travel at all. They only need to look
and
they have the whole description.
But they
don't see, says Brother Ruth. That's how it is. They have eyes
and
they don't see.
And
they don't hear.
But
God must speak to them too, or at least to those who are still held in prisons today,
abo
and cannot help themselves either. The Lord has made a way. It is meant for his people.
Also
the scripture uses a way from the prophet Isaiah, chapter
25.
And I would like to read it now in conclusion.
Isaiah.
Chapter 35,
Isaiah 35,
verse 8. And an highway shall be there, and a
Kuya
way,
kuba kumendo kona,
and it shall be called the way
indlela,
of holiness.
Kuthiwe kubizwa kwayo
indlela engcwelele. Shall not pass
akuyidlula nto inqambi ngayo.
It is appointed for his people only.
Abahamba
whoever walks on that way. Even fools shall not err
kulahleka kuyo.
A very wonderful word.
Ilizwe nje lihle kakhulu.
As God will prepare a natural way for Israel,
uzawuyilungisa
indlela even his people a holy way.
Uya kunika abantu bakhe indlela
engcwele. This way of God.
Kule ndlela kaThixo.
Himself says, I am the way.
Ndim
indlela kaThixo.
Kule ndlela kaThixo. Iziwula azikho lahlela
ukuba
ngikhethekileyo.
Tell me, how intelligent is a sheep? It cannot go without a shepherd. It has no
orientation. Utsho nje uba ilumkanga kanani imvu. Imvu ayilumkanga kwaphela ixhomeke kumalusi wayo.
Xa
ndicanga zonke izinto endizikholwayo omnye unokuthi
Those who cannot distinguish
Uba,
and who suddenly do not follow the voice of the good shepherd,
now,
but have listened to other voices.
Imbu,
our Lord says, my sheep
nabo,
hear my voice, they follow me,
they will be
paved way there, not with bumps and obstacles,
Payan, aguko,
a prepared
kubek,
way will be there,
kod, ya, uba, koning,
and it shall be
way.
Called The way of holiness,
and
shall not pass over it. Who may walk on it? The redeemed, who have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, they may walk on it. This way is appointed for his people only, not for the others, for his people alone. Whoever walks on that way, even fool, will not go astray on it. May God grant grace that we, as the sheep of his pasture, as the flock of his hand, may follow him and not
be
tempted, that we know the way by ourselves,
but
we only listen to his voice, and may the Lord God
Yanga inkosi
uThixo in appealing to all of us today to consecrate our lives anew to him, to be available for him. And as I have said many times, whoever wants to serve God must start today. Not tomorrow, that today, that God gives us, must be used to follow Jesus. What good would it be to a person if he gained the whole world and suffered damage to his soul? What good would it be if they walked the whole distance and then stopped somewhere? He that persevered until the end. God wants a multitude that simply endures to Him, that remains faithful and also content. And as we have seen it from the world, the captive will soon be released. God will be glorious to him march. There will yet be joy and rejoicing in the tabernacles of the righteous. And we shall sing of the victory which God has given us by his grace. And faith is the victory that has overcome the world. Let us not look on ourselves, not on the circumstances that may still somehow hold us down, but to the Lord, who has power over all. In a moment, he can turn things around. And what was before is no more, and what was not there is there. We have trusted in the Lord, and we do trust in the Lord our God with all our heart. Stembele Nkosini uThixo wethu inhliziyo yethu yonke umphefumulo wethu wonke. Amen. And give glory to the Lord together. Sinike nuzuke Nkosini sonke. Sithobeni inhloko zethu. Remain in silent prayer. Uhlale unokuthula emthandazweni naselikholweni phambi kuThixo. Even in this meeting. Nditsho nakulo mhlangano. The Lord still wants to do something. Nkosi afuna ukwenza into. He wants to testify. Ifuna ukungqina. He wants to save. Ifuna usindise. Ukuhlangula. Ukunceda. He wants to do what he has promised, because through this he is honored. Also now, I would like to ask, perhaps there are some here who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. We also think of all the adolescents, all the young people, all those who are putting off a decision, and know in their hearts that God has called them, and that they are destined for eternal life. Oh, dear ones, today is the day. Today is the hour to consecrate your life to the Lord. No matter who you may be, the Lord is calling you. Come to him. And he says, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And while all heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and we are in prayer, let me ask, if anyone has the courage to raise his hand and say in his heart, O God, today I want to consecrate my life to you. Is there anyone who wants to raise their hand? God says, is there anyone else? Perhaps there are other needs, whatever they may be. And before we pray, are there any other needs here? Which needs that you have? Thank you. Thank you. God sees. Thank you. Are there any other needs? Thank you. God sees everyone. He knows. We believe he hears us. We pray now, Lord our God, Creator of heaven and earth, you are a personal God. You have restored fellowship, taken away the middle wall of partition, cleared away the enmity. O God, when through our own fault or circumstances, we are considered half captives. Beloved Lord, we ask you,
siyacela wena
ukuba
uthethe ilizwi lamandla ebomini bethu kuze onke amakhonko aqekeke, onke ababotshiweyo bakhululeke, ukuze nayiphi na imeko ingasibambi singamakhonko, kodwa siphile ngaphezu kwemeko. Kwaye Thixo, sicela usise emhlabeni phezulu. Thixo, Nkosi ethandekayo, nguThixo othembekileyo. Kwaye siyayazi imeko, sicela wena ukuba uzibonakalise ngokukhulu, sizisa phambi kwakho bonke abaphakamisa isandla sabo nokuba bacela ntoni. Sicela bancede ubanike ngelizwi lakho, Thixo othembekileyo. Siyathandazisana, siyalilisana, siyakholwa uba uzanceda kuwe ngenxa yedini lakho ligqithile. Msindisi othandekayo, sonke siyakucela uba nenceba ebantwini bakho, bonisa indlela ekumele sihambe ngayo, nokumele sikwenze sibonise konke sicela uvele entliziyweni yethu kuwe. Ukuba ilizwi lakho lilo esilibabazayo, lilo esiliphakamisayo ilizwi lakho, abantu ngabakho bona umhlambi wakho, Nkosi ethandekayo, uba nenceba kuthi ngenxa yelizwi lakho elingcwele. Sikhala kuwo ukusuka ezinzulwini zomphefumlo wethu, uva izililo zethu uze uzokusihlangulasibuze uba ufuna umtshutshisi wena abe emtyile. Nkosi, xa ufika wena iintshaba ziyawa, zinyamalale, zingabikho. Apho niphi nini batshutshisi? Bamke bayaphi na? Bonke abatyholi, bonke abatshutshisi, bonke abasenza abayi kuba wena ukhokela iqela labantu bakho. Sizise ukubulela ukhethekileyo, sithandazisela amandla egazi lakho, amandla elizwi lakho, amandla omoya wakho, uba ubungqina kwaye ubungqina ebomini bethu, igazi lemvano, umoya kaThixo, ilizwi kaThixo. Nkosi ethandekayo, unebandla eliyinyama yakho, umzimba wakho, isisekelo nentsika yayinyaniso, kwayinyaniso kuphela ibekwe kuyo, kwamenza isisekelo, intsika nesisekelo sayinyaniso. Nkosi ethandekayo, mayingabi yenye into kodwa mayibe yinyaniso kuphela ecocekileyo efunyanwe ebandleni lakho kude kube sekuphelile. Wena uthi, ndim indlela, inyaniso, ubomi.